Okay, so Father, we believe and we receive the words that are coming from your Spirit to really release grace tonight. In Jesus' name. Not only to those who are listening, but to those who are here for your glory. And somebody wants an extra blessing, so bless this lady, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen? I would like to take you to Proverbs 25, verse 2, and it's because of the kings. Huh? That's your favorite. All right. Proverbs 25. So I must have hunted that up just for you, huh? Now, I know that the Feast of the Kings is a religious feast type of thing, but God uses all things. He is not limited to anything. He can use anything He so desires to awaken us. And verse 1 says, "These are also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out." So if you ever have a nudge to copy something, do it. Because the Holy Spirit uses kings to do that. Second verse, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing." Now, I don't like that part. I don't like Him getting any glory out of me, but He does. And that's His process of doing His best. And He conceals things for a season. And I don't like that either. Because my flesh says, why can't I have it now? But He does conceal things. But the glory of kings is to search a thing out. The glory of kings is to search a thing out. The three wise men were such men that they chose to lay out everything for the sake of releasing information to everybody in the earth at that time. They were on a quest, and they obeyed God because the press was in their spirit to go forward. Now, it created all kinds of things. But I'm not after that. I'm after recognizing why God hides stuff. How many of you have ever got frustrated because something was hidden? I shared with you a few weeks ago, how my wife lost her diamond ring. And obviously, through a Holy Ghost accident, using my little great-granddaughter, who is now 22 months old, jumped on the dryer panel, and as she hammered away, trying to put it back together, the diamond ring that she lost 12 to 15 years ago bounced out of the little hole in the door. And it was her mother's diamond that we had reset in a new setting at our 25th anniversary. And we were told at that time that this diamond was purchased in 1935 and it had great value because of its quality. So who do you think was trying to steal? So you understand that my wife has been celebrating this victory and won't let go. And I don't blame her. Because it's a wonderful gift. And now we do have to go to the jewelers and get it repaired because her hammering also caused the gold to get a nice big, you know, chunk or a dent in it. But hey, that's here nor there. We have a Holy Ghost-filled man in Palmer that runs a jewelry store. His name is Joe. And so we're going to go visit Joe in the near future and get it repaired. But you see, she looked for it, and it was concealed for a long time. Amen? Now that's the natural. Now I'm going to give you a spiritual one. I still don't have the answer. If you think my flesh is happy about it, But my spirit man can rejoice in God my Savior. And this goes back to our days of intercession at Grace. And Kay Collegiate at the time, she's not at Collegiate anymore. Her new married name, I don't remember right now. Anybody remember? Okay. Kay worked with me on the prayer line. She was the female counselor. She was an intercessor, and her first husband went home to be with the Lord during our time together. When Pastor Gino passed away, she moved on to a different church. But she was with us for many, many years. And one night, during intercession, she said to me, "I have a word for you, Kim, and I just want to pray for you." So obviously, she began to pray. And I was very excited about receiving prayer. How many know we get excited when God's working? Now, this was her instruction. "Kim, God's going to take you on a trip. And it's going to be a wonderful trip. And God's going to reveal all kinds of things to you." And boy, my spirit was rolling. And she said, "The only problem is, you're not going to remember a thing that you saw or experienced, except when you're coming back." I said, "Oh my God." So I had it on tape, so I wrote it all down from the tape. And I said, "Lord, this is a marvelous thing. I don't know where you're taking me, but this is marvelous. This is wonderful." All right? So this was the beginning of the 90s. And I went to bed as normal. And I sleep next to a window. If you were to look out my back window, you would see a farm. And right past the farm, you would see a drop, because that's where the Chicopee River is. And so that gives you a scenario of where I live. Well, God took me on a trip. I left my body. My body stayed in the bed. I thought you could say I was sleeping, but I wasn't there. And all of a sudden, I don't know how long I was gone, but I do know coming back. And the word was so precise, because how many of you have ever landed on a big plane coming back into the airfield? And how the trees, as you are starting to slow down, you can begin to make out that the trees are trees. It's not just green. Well, it was in the latter part of the summer, and the trees were full of leaves, and I saw this exact same feeling and sight that you see when you're coming in for a landing. And I was right over the river. And I knew exactly where I was. I recognized it because I brought my kids there many, many times, because we used to have a place to go fishing, and we could go for hikes and so on and so forth along the riverbank. So I'm very familiar, and I'm coming in, and all of a sudden I do one of these swift left turns. And I literally saw my window. I went right through the window and back into my body. And woke up. How many know you're frustrated at that point? Because you can't remember a thing except the landing. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search a thing out. Have you any idea how many times I asked him what he did? And where he took me? And why it could not be revealed? Have you any idea how many times I knocked on his door and said, "Hey, it would be nice. Is it time now?" I would say it's a minimum of 10 to 11 years later. And the Holy Spirit, I was down in West Haven, Connecticut, and Jill Austin was ministering. Kind of odd that we bring this out tonight, because We've talked about Jill Austin, and I've known of Jill since 1993, when she was released to the body of Christ on an international quest. Jill Austin prayed over me. This was in 2000 and I'm guessing, 4, 3, whatever, I don't remember. It's not important. But she gave me a hint of what I saw. The declaration that came out of her heart was confirming, and I knew. And several times since that time, I'm aware that that information that is sealed up in my spirit is not for today. It's for a prepared time. For a prepared time. St. Paul, when he was released to do a work for the Father, he was not released at the beginning of his experience. In fact, he ended up in a wilderness. Jesus gets baptized in the Jordan. He goes into the water. His cousin baptizes him. Gets a mighty anointing. And where do you think he goes? Where does he go? He goes to the desert. How cool is that? Not cool at all. It's hot. Sweaty. Nothing to drink. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. I don't like it. My flesh rebels. But my spirit stays with that anointing that God has prepared something for me to do at the right moment, at the right time, for the glory of our God. Your vision, young lady. When it's right, it's not yet. It's soon. Okay? Those are the things we don't understand. Why does he wait? Because he's preparing things. Might even be preparing you and me. You mean I've got a great thing to do for God? Yes. You mean you have a great thing to do for God?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That took a while. Are there things sealed up in your spirit that you know not of yet? Are you really ready to start searching it out? How many have a problem? It could be flesh, could be spirit, could be flesh. Do I know? Hey, you know, why can't I get it now, Lord? Amen? Okay. So, as the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart and mind of kings is unsearchable. Woohoo! That's you and me. Say it with me. So, as the heavens for heights, and as the earth for depth, so the heart and mind of kings is unsearchable. That's me. Under construction. Are there such a thing as female kings? Absolutely. What are we getting? Yeah, female kings. That's your spirit man. Okay? Now I want to take you to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. We're going to go to verse 33. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unfathomable, inscrutable, unsearchable are His judgments, His decisions, and how untraceable, mysterious, undiscoverable are His ways, His methods, and His path. When I gave you that vision that came several times back, and I'll tell you, it's quite an interesting reality when you realize that your spirit can leave your body and you're not dead. The body just takes a snooze while you go for a big, big surprise. Why? See, St. Paul says, I don't know how he does this. But it's not important how he does it. It's just simply that he does it. See, and we try to put his ways into our thought patterns, and they don't fit. Verse 34, for who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has understood his thoughts? Or who has ever been his counselor? I love it. Did you ever try to counsel God on how to bring up your kids? Did you ever try to counsel God on how you should manipulate somebody to get what you want? I have. Don't be ashamed. It's normal. We want our way. How many of you have ever had trying to get their way? Yeah, I want my way now. Right. Obviously, you know that's not the Holy Spirit. But anyway, you need to know that. Verse 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has understood his thoughts? Or who has ever been his counselor? Or who has first given God anything that he might be paid back? Woo-hoo. That he could claim a recompense. For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. For all things originate with him, and come from him. All things live through him, and all things center in, and tend to consummate, and to end in him. To him be glory forever and amen. Now, do you understand what we're trying to make you aware of today? The Kings gives you an example of searching and not giving up. They took months and months and months to carry out the commission that God wanted them to do. And then, of all things, they go to the king of the nation and they expose the reality that they're looking for this new king that's born in Bethlehem, they find out. And Herod, of course, plays the cool fox. How many have ever exposed some of their hearts and found that the person that they're releasing information to is now a cool fox? How many have ever had that happen? Put your hand up because I want you to look around. Why? Why is the deceiver allowed to get a hold of God's truth? Why does that happen? You know, I've never divulged this information that I gave you tonight openly. But I know that it's time to open that up, because I also know that soon things are going to break open. And when it does, it'll already be an established reality. And the glory will go to Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. You know, I recognized God was using Kay because she obeyed. And I really have thanked her multiples of times because I told her what happened and she glorified God with me. Why? Because when we are instruments of the Lord, to obey Him is a glorious thing. And to see the fruits of that obedience is marvelous. To see how God wants to change the body of Christ from a selfish, motivated heart to a compassionate heart for one another. That's the plan of God. The plan of God is to see every vessel being lifted up into the place of harmony so they can work together and be focused on how can I help, not what can I get. See, and when that happens, the harmony is going to be so intense, you won't have to ask if there's room to come to the house of the Lord, because they'll be waiting at the door. Why? Because they won't be focused on themselves. They'll be focused on how do I get my brother and sister to survive the test they're walking in right now. Rather than, come on, help me, give me, give me, give me. And I know you've tasted some of that. And I know that it's common. But I pray for those who are on the gimme department. Because you know what? Their needs are not going to be met. Because they're crying out for the wrong reasons. If they were crying out to help one another, the Lord would be their supply. And that's sad. So pray for those who are being deceived. Intercede for them so that they can be changed. That's yours and my job. And to search out the plan of God. Because you see, His whole depth, His riches, His wisdom, His knowledge is unfathomable. And you know what? His judgments, His decisions are untraceable. And all His ways and His methods and even His path, you can't even find it. But you know what? Inside your spirit is recorded everything that you're needing to do. It's already been planned. In case you forgot, you're a pawn in His big game of chess. And as He graduates you from a pawn, as He graduates you, He'll eventually get you to be a king. Are you catching on? Close your eyes. Father, give them a hunger to search out what God's plan is for each and every one of them. And we promise to give Jesus all the glory. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen. Okay, Andy, you're on.
Alright. I had a lot stirring in me ever since service started, and I didn't know what it was, and I just had to reach that point of just settling myself down. And something started to stir up in me, but there was so much emotion with it that I couldn't speak it at the time. And then it really just hit me to start writing it down when Heather sang the song that she wrote. And for those of you that couldn't catch the words, it's, what more can I say? What more can I do? I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Now, how many times is that just the cry of your heart, you know, just to sit down and tell the Lord you love Him? And I love that song, but with what was stirring inside of me, the song took a twist. And I can literally just see Jesus sitting there crying it out. What more can I say? What more can I do? I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. And so then I just started writing, and half of it I haven't been able to write down yet, but it reads, in service I have such a stirring and unsettledness in my spirit. The main word bouncing in and screaming is maturity. I feel the Lord saying you have spent so much time searching for a sign and a wonder, and have shifted your focus off of my heart. The Lord is calling you to a time of maturity in which you are the sign and the wonder. When you search after me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your thoughts, your mind, your will, emotions, desire become mine, and you become like me. When you love me with all your heart, you search for my heart and become that gate of heaven, my very expression.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
And I want a taste. I want a taste.
I want to taste
it for myself. Amen. Thank you, young man. See, the bottom line is always obedience. I just ask for His grace now. Father, we just want to thank you that you will work with every person here. Revelation knowledge comes when we are hungry for it. If you're hungry for revelation knowledge, I want you to stand right now. Close your eyes, lift your hands to Him. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You heard the testimony.
You heard the testimony.
I am in love.
But I want more hunger.
And more of your goodness.
Inside of me.
I'm not satisfied with yesterday's revelation.
I want the new things
that have been prepared for me.
So that I can complete my mission.
Not to please me.
But to please the body of Christ.
So that the body can get healed.
So they'll learn how to touch each other's toes.
And be set free from bondage.
Because in Mark chapter 16,
when I lay my hands
on the sick,
they will recover.
When I command the darkness to leave,
in Jesus' name,
the darkness will leave.
In Jesus' name,
it will happen.
When I
am on the job,
God will be glorified.
Because it's God in me,
the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
That's it. That's all you're getting.
Make sure you love one another. Give some hugs to each other.